From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is getting ready to unveil his strategy for Afghanistan. The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan has requested tens of thousands of U.S. troops there, and the president is reviewing his request. He says he wants to finish the job there and will lay out his plan shortly.
I feel very confident that when the American people hear a clear rationale for what we're doing there and how we intend to achieve our goals, that they will be supportive.
The president spoke today during a news conference with the visiting prime minister of India. The latest look at the housing market comes today from the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index. It shows prices rose 3% during the third quarter this year, but the market is still under a lot of stress. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Home prices are down from a year ago, but when you look at the monthly data, for 5 months now, this closely watched index has been showing improvement. So is the housing market finally hitting bottom and starting to recover?
It's really tough to call.
That's Carl Case, an economist who helped to design the home price index. He says basically there's a battle going on. There's low interest rates, lower prices, and that tax credit that are on one side helping the market, but rising foreclosures and rising unemployment keep hurting it.
It looks like we're at a bottom. It looks like we're beginning to come out, but the road has got a lot of minefields in it.
And Case says the housing market could slump again. A separate report out today showed that 23% of U.S. homeowners are underwater. That means that their house is worth less than they owe on it. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The Department of Transportation has fined Continental and ExpressJet Airlines $100,000 for keeping a plane load of passengers on board a jet overnight at Minnesota's Rochester Airport. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The Transportation Department says it's the first time an airline has been fined for keeping passengers on board an aircraft for an unreasonable time. It stems from an incident last August when Continental Flight 2816 from Houston to Minneapolis was diverted to Rochester because of bad weather. After the plane landed shortly after midnight, passengers were not allowed to get off because a Mesaba Airlines employee at the Rochester terminal said there were no TSA personnel on duty to screen the passengers. But TSA rules say passengers can get off as long as they're kept in one area. It wasn't until after 6 that morning that the passengers were allowed to get off the jet. Mesaba was fined $75,000. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the fine sends a signal that, quote, we expect airlines to respect the rights of air travelers. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
The government says the economy didn't grow as quickly this summer as economists first believed. The Commerce Department lowered the growth rate from 3.5% to 2.8%. Consumers didn't spend as much money, and businesses cut back on their activity, too. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 5 points. You're listening to NPR News. Officials suggest that a worldwide death toll from HIV has fallen sharply over the last 5 years. Larry Miller reports from London.
Globally, 33.4 million people are infected with HIV. While that is slightly higher than in 2007, the number of those dying fell by more than 10% over the past 5 years, according to the World Health Organization and the joint UN program on HIV and AIDS. Their latest report puts this down to greater access to antiretroviral drugs. The report estimates that since the availability of effective treatment in 1996, nearly 3 million lives have been saved. It also cites a sharp drop in the number of new infections, suggesting that HIV prevention programs have had a significant effect. In East Asia, the number of new infections is down nearly 25%. AIDS-related deaths in Botswana have been cut in half. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A British panel is examining Britain's role in events that led up to the Iraq War. The panel's chairman says the committee wants to find information that could help future governments. Key witnesses include former Prime Minister Tony Blair, whose government decided to go to war. A strong earthquake rattled the Pacific island nation of Tonga today. The tremor occurred at night, and its magnitude was 6.8. There was no threat of a destructive tsunami. Nearly 2 months ago, a powerful quake triggered a tsunami that killed more than 200 people on three Pacific islands, including Tonga. There were no reports of damage following today's tremor. There are reports the earthquake was sharp and powerful, and that it lasted for many seconds. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.